Kamala Harris vows amnesty in first 100 days. Restarting immigration from exporters of terrorism. By John Binder on December 9, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, detailed Democrat Joe Biden's plans to drastically reopen various routes of migration to the United States, including an amnesty for all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens in the U.S. and a restart of immigration from countries that export terrorism. During a brief, pre-recorded speech at the National Immigrant Integration Conference, Harris said she and Biden are focused on undoing President Trump's reforms that sought to protect American citizens from security threats and the national workforce from unfair foreign competition. As part of those plans, Harris said Biden will send an amnesty for all illegal aliens living in the U.S. to Congress in the first 100 days and, most significantly, end Trump's travel ban on foreign nationals from Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Venezuela, North Korea, Nigeria, Myanmar, Eritrea, Sudan, Tanzania, and Kyrgyzstan. The countries included on the travel ban list either do not share critical national security data with the U.S. or have been found to harbor and sponsor terrorists by federal agencies. The State Department, for example, designates North Korea, Iran, Sudan, and Syria as state sponsors of terrorism. In our first 100 days, we will send an immigration bill to Congress, reinstate DACA, repeal harmful and discriminatory policies like the Muslim ban, Harris said. And during our administration, we will repeal indiscriminate enforcement policies that tear families apart and make us less safe. The ending of Trump's travel ban by Biden would come as the overwhelming majority of Americans support such immigration restrictions. Last month, 5 in 6 voters said they supported travel bans to slow the spread of the Chinese coronavirus crisis. And in November 2018, more than 4 in 9 Americans said they supported travel bans on Muslim-majority countries. Trump's travel ban was ruled constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision. In Trump v. Hawaii, the court reaffirmed that the president has extraordinarily broad discretion under 8 U.S.C. Section 1182F to exclude aliens when he believes he is doing so is in the nation's interests. Every year, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to arrive in the U.S. These legal immigration admissions are in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who annually cross U.S. borders and overstay their visas. The nation's decades-long mass immigration consensus in Washington, D.C. has surged the level of foreign workers in the U.S. labor market with whom working and middle-class Americans are forced to compete for jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.